Situation 7. First period.
Robert's first period of the day is English class. His teacher is Mr. Hubbard.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Mr. Hubbard.
Did all of you have a fun weekend? How about you, Robert? How was your weekend?
It was pretty good.
Robert, this is an English language class. Please speak a little more. Tell us all about what you did on Saturday and Sunday.
Let's see. On Saturday, I went out to dinner.
Robert stops and doesn't say anything more.
Will you tell the class and me where you went out to dinner and what you ate?
Yes. I went to TGI Fridays with my parents and my friend Tommy. I had a steak with French fries and Tommy had spaghetti. After dinner, we both had a big bowl of ice cream for dessert. And then we played video games. And then...
Mr. Hubbard thinks that Robert will never stop talking and so stops him.
Thank you, Robert. That is enough.
But I thought you wanted to hear everything. I have a lot more to tell you.
No, that will be fine. Class, please open your books to page 56. Today we are going to talk about...
Robert interrupts Mr. Hubbard.
But Mr. Hubbard, I still have a lot to say.
Good. Then you can tell me what you thought of the story on page 56.
I didn't read it. I was busy.
Busy? Busy eating ice cream?
No, busy practicing basketball. I'm on the team.
I don't care. All I care about is if you do your English homework or not. I think I'll have to call your parents.
No, please don't.
Why not?
I promised my parents I would get good grades if they let me play basketball.
Well, then you will have to study hard or I will call them next time.
Thank you so much. I will study hard, I promise.
Kimmy, 欢迎你。